How do you know if you have an eating disorder that's clinical and perhaps yet not diagnosed versus a disordered eating or an erratic eating behavior? How do you know if you have one or the other?
Well, I think when we're looking at athletes, for example, if first of all, if they've been healthy for a while and all of a sudden you're picking up on behaviors like they're eating secretively, they're always making up excuses as to why they can't eat around you, or when they do eat around you, they're playing with their food, but not a lot of it is going into their mouths, or you see more of the symptoms on their bodies. You might see a lot of, they become very hairy. It's called lanugo hair, and it's just a way for the body to conserve heat because they've become so small. So it's a way of keeping them warm. You see hair starts to fall out a lot of times. Obviously, you see them losing a lot of weight. So that's more of a mental issue. It's not that something is wrong physiologically. I mean, it is believed that there may be a physiological component to eating disorders, but what we do know for sure is that it's definitely a mental disorder.
So
it's defined as a mental disorder.
I know you've put a lot of time and research into this area. What have you discovered about these people? What is the struggle when someone is so anorexic that they're literally emaciated in front of the mirror and yet they see themselves as being fat? What is going on inside that person's brain?
You know, there's so many things that are going on. Yes, low self-esteem could be an issue. Depression could be an issue, anxiety disorders, and how they originate, you know, there's different theories. The one that I've studied more and that I believe makes a lot of sense is that there's a genetic propensity, and it's not like there's a gene that codes for an eating disorder, but it's a gene that may encode for some sort of obsessive personality, you know? For example, there's a study that showed that daughters of fathers who were alcoholics were that much more prone to developing bulimia than daughters of parents who were not. So there's some sort of genetic component, I believe. Then there's a certain personality, like we mentioned before. It's type A's, it's overachievers. A lot of times it's people in higher economic environments, you know, and this brings me to the next component, which is the environment. We see it a lot in athletes or in kids who are in really high-level classes in school, places where you are trying to achieve something at a very high level. And then finally, there's a trigger that sets all this off. So to just say that it's self-esteem or, you know, or an anxiety issue or that you had controlling parents, I think is would be simplifying it a lot. I think there's just a lot of components that go with this. But when you finally see somebody with an eating disorder, there's just so many mental distortions that are going on. They'll look at themselves, like you said, and they look fat. And a lot of it is just lack of self-love and feeling that they don't mean enough, you know, and they're going to sacrifice whatever it is to get to what they want in order to maybe gain some sort of recognition and you know, feel like they finally did something good. Does it make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what has your experience been with the women or men who were diagnosed clinically with this?